Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start with saying that I'm being almost the last on the list. I'm terribly impressed by what my colleagues said about their achievements. And with some differences, I would say that the project really succeeded at that stage. As for our contribution, basically, we do not differ that much from what the majority of colleagues did. We have our master program, we have some developments in terms of research, we have our outreach activities, and I frankly don't want just to repeat and to provide that information which is hopefully available anyhow. Instead, I would prefer to focus on some issues which was mentioned in the invitation letter as the issues to be discussed within the program, within the framework of this conference. And I just borrowed the questions from that letter and how have priorities changed and are new needs emerging. In our case, first of all, with respect to curriculum development, we realized due to whatever reasons that instead of just focusing on our internal own program, which so far more or less successfully was presented, we have to think at least about either double or joint degree programs in order to make them available and recognized by our foreign partners. And due to basically kind of imperative pressure on us from the point of view of, let me put it like that, university and Russian authorities, since our university is under direct supervision of the our cabinet of ministers, our government, we have to think about that. And we started with some success development in that case. In particular, we already discussed with Ramon, and I'm really thankful for his interest and his read and what he suggested and what he did so far. We started to discuss the possible incorporation of his course in our program, and on the other hand, we agreed to translate his teaching materials and publish them in Russian as a textbook with some contribution of local materials suggested by our universities. In addition to that, we negotiated with a couple of Dutch universities the same issue of double degree programs. It's not that easy due to technical and bureaucratic reasons for joint programs or joint diploma, but hopefully later on we'll succeed in that as well. Now, with respect to outreach activities, in our initial plan, we thought about business and policymaker seminars as one of the core of that outreach activities. Frankly, we basically failed due to whatever reasons, neither business or policymaker seminars so far were put on a kind of permanent track. Instead, we decided to shift towards media, both in Russia and abroad, and we were nicely surprised by the number of various interviews, articles published in media and presented in radio and TV broadcasting companies by the members of our team. Just an example, before leaving for Geneva yesterday, I gave an interview to Polish radio on very controversial issue of Russian ban on EU vegetables and fruits to Russian market. And we all in our team consider that to be very significant and interesting. Also, with respect to business communities, individual consultations which we participate in on ad hoc basis, well, we also consider them to be reasonable enough, and that is a way to customize our programs instead of suggesting business community kind of general ideas. And as for our new needs, that is something we would be happy to see. That's kind of additional program for our master students while visiting in Geneva. The point is that our students at the moment, together with students from our other universities from Russia, they normally would come in April for about a week, and they are visiting WTO, WIPA, UNCTAD, and some other institutions. And frankly, our students, they ask us, well, look, you are WTO chair, and we are together with students from, so to say, non-WTO chairs universities. What's the point? What's our special status? Are you able to prove that we are really special and whether really WTO recognizes us as special partners? I do understand that that is in a way demanding and time-consuming. It's not that easy to implement, but nevertheless, that's what we would be happy to have. Now, quite briefly on modalities of assess inputs in the field of research. That was another issue suggested by the organizers. The problem here is twice as significant for us because, well, Russian language, fortunately or unfortunately, is not that popular nowadays. Not that many people outside of the country are able to read whatever papers written by Russian scientists. So first question in that case, who is going to assess? Either it's internal type of assessment at the university level, at the national level, or kind of external. And that is in a way different. How to assess? Also, we have here, first of all, in terms of internal assessment, local university or national system of respective indicators and ratings. And fortunately or unfortunately, probably both, at the moment we are trying to introduce them as actively as possible in our day-to-day practice. And due to that, we see that this article published in the journal X is better than article published in journal Z, and so on and so forth. And for outsiders, it might be totally unclear. Then, of course, peer reviews. That is significant for us by all means, both internally and externally. And again, assuming a large share of Russian language publications, that is rather between Russian scientists. And fortunately, we have a large number of colleagues and universities in this or that way dealing with WTO and trade-related issues. Publications of the results, again, we have the same problem here. What if the bulk of our publications is published in Russian? How should it be assessed internationally? Presentations at the conferences, here we probably have better chances to be integrated in international community, but nevertheless. Then, next issue I would like to address quite briefly, how to enhance support from the WTO Secretariat, and in a way, for my perspective, that issue is overlapping with new needs we face. And here, I'm happy that my ideas, they are pretty similar to what was expressed in our sessions already. First of all, promoting collaboration among chairs in the field of research. And what should be the role of the WTO in that case? Just to organize everything or just to see and watch and enjoy that some collaboration is taking place, probably somewhere in between. What at the moment we have just one paper, and I'm really grateful to Felipe for presenting this paper to our conference, and we publish it, or it's almost published, let me put it like that, in proceedings of the conference. In addition to that, we have some contribution of Mark Boyne to our journal, very interesting on trade finance, but that is frankly all. And I would probably continue the idea already expressed by Henry with respect to what should be basically the content of our conference. Well, if I would call a spade, what we have here so far is not that much of a conference in academic sense of the word. That reminds me kind of Communist Party conferences. Then people were just reporting, we did this, we did that, without serious content. I pretend well understand that it should be done, but probably in addition to that, I put it research day, then people might really exchange their ideas on the content of the issues, whatever these issues are. Similarly, with respect to curriculum development, again, so far we have relatively minor success. That is paper presented by Juliana, and again, thank you very much for that. For our teaching materials, which also should be published quite soon. That's all, unfortunately. So, well-conducted common initiatives on CD, on curriculum development. I borrowed that from precisely the documents we got from the organizers. That is something we really need. As kind of tentative suggestions, we might have WTO Chairs online course. Of course, it shouldn't be obligatory for each and every WTO Chair, but somehow we, I think, might move to that direction. Online, yes, probably, especially assuming that distance from St. Petersburg to any other partner university is really large enough, and the shortest way probably would be to Jordan, about 6 or 7 hours by plane, and the rest is even far more remote. Well, online it might be an option. Well, ways to enhance effectiveness of report, probably I put it in the wrong way, that is also some questions with respect to secretariat. Well, we would be happy to see the situation when secretariat and the advisory board, they would take under consideration peculiarities of the chairs. In our case, that is, first of all, some technical problem. We have to exchange whatever currency into Russian rubles, and it takes time. We have our internal taxes. We have a lot of bureaucratic requirements. And institutionally, in terms of St. Petersburg University, we also have some nice problems. Let me put it like that. So all in all, for conventional performance, we, according to my calculation, have roughly half a year to be involved in a regular type of activity. Otherwise, either we didn't receive funds or we have already to report on how we spend them. I understand that is more or less typical type of problems, but nevertheless. Then, with respect to effectiveness of reports, probably it's just our very personal perception, but with respect to rules of the game, some improvement might be introduced. First of all, with respect to the comments made on our report, publications not linked to WTO or trade-related issues. We so far as I see it at least, do not have any clear-cut criteria what should be perceived as WTO-related or trade-related. Let me give you an example. That is a chapter in a book published by one of our colleagues, Medvedev, 14 points, a Russian proposal for new European security architecture. Is it trade-related or not trade-related? Even from the point of view of international political economy, that is definitely in line with trade. Assuming Russian peculiarity and importance of political factor in developments of our international relations, that is also basically trade-related. Another example, one of our young colleagues, she published an article on private health care in Russia. Again, is it trade-related? Of course, yes, because very large number of foreign companies nowadays are entering, and even more of them are trying to enter, Russian market in health services. So, in order to assess what are the prospects and problems of Russian domestic market, we definitely have taken under consideration that trade in services. That was yet another example, but let me move further. Again, with respect to rules of the game, allocation of funds, something which was mentioned in our case. Due to whatever reasons, probably it was our misunderstanding, we reported in this way. Curriculum development, research, and events. And, well, the 60% of the total went to the last section, including economic academic mobility. But in reality, that events, they included academic conference we organized, and that was somehow put together the official launch on the chair. Then we have academic mobility, which covering very large number of activities, actually, including visiting lecturers who came to deliver lectures for our students, and that is closer to curriculum development. Radio programs, website development, management administration, all was included in that. So unless we have more or less clear-cut structure, what should be included in this and that section, we might have some misunderstandings and misperceptions. Finish on a positive tune, let me say that if somebody would ask me and my colleagues, are you happy with the WTO Chairs program? The answer would be definitely yes, we are happy. The program really helped us, first of all, provided us with more incentives and opportunities to present, to improve our activities in the fields which already were covered by us, to invite new and what is twice as significant young researchers, lecturers to participate in. It also helped us to expand in terms of scope of activities we are doing. So we are more or less happy. Are we satisfied? In that case, probably not, because definitely we could manage better than we did. Hopefully we might improve our activities, our performance in that case this year and hopefully next year. Thank you very much for your attention.